Welcome back to another Mega Minute with MegaCode, a mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week, I briefly touched base on Basics of Healing 5.2. No real major changes have been done to our style and methods to keeping others alive. Now, you still want to beacon one tank and heal them indirectly through beacon or directly with heals, taking advantage of Tower of Radiance for extra holy power generation. Now, depending on which talent you use, try and keep Eternal Flame or Sacred Shield up on the tank or tanks close to 100% uptime. Now, your goal is to maximize on holy power heals, so use Holy Shock on cooldown to build holy power. In addition to using Holy Shocks, Holy Light is great for moderate to light damage. Also helps in mana conservation. Moderate to heavy damage, Divine Light is your go-to spell. The only time I use Flash of Light is in an emergency to prevent a quick death, followed by Divine Light. Now, when you have 3 to 5 holy power generated for a free single target heal, it'll be either Word of Glory or Eternal Flame. If you're looking for some AoE action, then use Light of Dawn. Now, speaking of raid healing, if you find yourself needing to heal up more than one person, then you want to use Holy Radiance, Holy Shocks, and Light of Dawn. Just make sure to use Holy Shock after Holy Radiance to take advantage of Daybreak Splash Heals. Also, if talented with Light's Hammer, drop one of these when grouped up for some great AoE healing. As you all know, I love my hand spells, so use Hand of Sacrifice and Purity for some damage mitigation on the tanks. Now remember, in 5.2, Hand of Purity got a mini buff, allowing it to reduce all incoming damage by 10% in addition to its other effects. Hope this helps out, and good luck in Throne of Thunder. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.